On the steps of City Hall in blistering heat today, state and elected officials joined workers from the Transport Workers Union, Local 100, to announce the Bring Back Our Buses and Subways campaign, which seeks to restore all subway and bus routes cut in 2010. President of Local 100, John Samuelson, says since 2010, members of the coalition have been collecting thousands of signatures demanding the restoration of transit cuts.
We made it happen, and collectively, if we keep working together and expand this into communities where it's not currently going on, we can get every ounce of service from 2010 restored. Our members live in the working communities of New York City. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 15,000 members in Brooklyn alone. We're embedded in these communities. Our children use the system. Our mothers and our grandparents use the system. And we're going to continue to fight tooth and nail alongside New York's working families, communities, to restore every ounce of service.
The cuts in 2010 took out 36 bus routes, 570 bus stops, over 100 station booths, two subway lines, and two contracts with Access A ride operators. The cuts hit hardest old people, young people, working New Yorkers, and people with disabilities. Brooklyn City Council member Letitia James says the MTA should restore all the cuts.
As all of you know, when they announced the cuts to service in Brooklyn, a number of residents and myself, we filed a lawsuit because of its impact on individuals suffering from disabilities in the borough of Brooklyn. And it's my position that they restored some of them, but they really need to restore all of them, not only in Brooklyn, but throughout the city of New York. Thank you.
Last week, the MTA restored 30% of those cuts. We contacted the Metropolitan Transportation Authority for comment on this story. Adam Lisberg, Director of External Communications, said some of the cuts were restorations, but many more are for changes in ridership they've noticed.
We've seen a tremendous surge in off-peak ridership. We've seen people taking commuter trains into the city on nights, on weekends, who never were before. And as a result of that, it's prudent to invest in, for example, giving service every half hour on some of these lines instead of every hour. There are neighborhoods in the city of New York that are seeing an incredible growth in residential development and in business development. For example, the Brooklyn Navy Yard is full of young startup incubator businesses. We're going to be running a bus line through there. The west side of Manhattan on the far edge doesn't have a bus line of its own right now, even though there's tons of new residential buildings going up there. They're going to get a bus line themselves. These kinds of investments, they make sense. They're not a one-for-one restoration of a cut that was made 2 years ago. And very often those cuts were made because they were on lines that had extremely low ridership. We've put $30 million in increased bus, subway, commuter rail service. This is the largest single increase in service that anybody at the MTA can remember doing. We're able to do it because we've been successfully cutting our costs, and we've seen this increased ridership from people who more and more are making the choice to take mass transit instead of driving.
Among elected officials attending today was Upper West Side City Councilwoman Gail Brewer.
People complain about rats. The only reason there are rats in the subway is because the cleaners aren't there. The cleaners are effective. They do a great job. They are understanding, and they need to be restored. The issue of the booths. I cannot tell you how many seniors in all of our districts are confused. They need help with the Metro card. Sometimes they've lost it. There is nobody to talk to. You cannot go down some steps, then you have to go back up the steps, you have to go across the street and down again in order to get your Metro card problem solved. That is not fair to the seniors. And it's not even fair to people who are anybody or any families or the stroller or the disabled or the rider. It's a safety issue. It's also just a quality of life issue, not to mention the person who needs the job. We all need that person in our life every single day. Our lifeline is the great work that the members of TWU do. So I want to thank you for the coalition, for bringing us together, and for helping us fight for what we all believe in. Thank you.
We asked Lisberg about the cuts of 300 cleaning workers and the apparent rise in rats.
You can't simply say that there's a correlation between the number of station cleaners and the number of rats in the subways. First of all, I'm not sure how anyone would if anyone's done a census of rats, to actually prove that there are more in the subways than ever before. Me personally, I've seen fewer. I'm sure there are other people at some stations who've seen more. But this is not something about which anyone has any definitive answers. Number two, if they want to complain about rats in the subways, they should take the energy that they're using to complain here and tell people to stop throwing their food on the track.
The MTA board is meeting tomorrow to discuss a fare hike in 2013, which would be the fourth such hike since 2007. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.